Okay, here we are, Matthew Russell Lee, here in the back of the Southern District of New York Courthouse. Today, Wednesday, February 7th, 2024. Now, yesterday, we managed at the end of the day to kind of stumble onto an exclusive, which was the guilty plea of the former head of Honduran National Police, Tigre Bonilla. He's set to face trial this coming Monday, February 12th, along with the former president, Juan Orlando Hernandez, on massive narco-trafficking charges. But then, suddenly, there he was. I was actually in Judge Castell's courtroom to cover another case about a hawala slash money launderer from Yemen. But then the two lawyers appointed to Tigre Bonilla were buzzing around going in and out of the holding cell, and I figured it out. Tigre had been brought in, and he spent a long time considering the plea offer. He said it had only been delivered the day before. It involves, now it can be said, initially we reported it on another platform, 10 years minimum, mandatory minimum of 10, maximum of life. I think probably the lawyer sold it on him saying he's going to get 10 as opposed to 30 for the president's brother. And who knows what Juan Orlando is going to get. We're going to be covering the trial. In any event, you can find that out. We also, yesterday, the prosecutor's big news. I don't think they've even announced Tigre Bonilla's guilty plea yet. The big news was this takedown, which we had actually reported first among everyone. We'd heard about it from multiple sources last week that there was going to be a big takedown. We knew about it, but we waited till 5:55 a.m. yesterday because they do the arrest at 6 and it just don't seem like the best way to do it. Actually, I have to say, they arrested 70 people. I think Merrick Garland's on the press release. One guy that I covered, I'll just give you the example. His name is Charles Starks. He in total bribed $7,000 over 3 years. It may be less than it seems. Not less than it seems. Crime is crime. But some people were asking, defense lawyers were asking, why people weren't allowed to self-surrender. You just, you know. And basically all day through 6 magistrate judges' courtrooms, these guys were processed, guys and women. We're going to stay on the case and see whether it is what they say it is. Meanwhile, the government has asked for a so-called curcio or conflicts hearing because this the same lawyer is representing Sam Bankman-Fried, formerly of FTX, and Mashinsky, formerly of Celsius. Yes, they're working together. They have the same lawyer, and it could be a conflict. I kind of agree. So both of them are going to have a curcio hearing, and we'll be carrying that. Meanwhile, on the Trump beat, as we wait for Judge Engoron to rule in the building straight behind me, the District of Columbia Court of Appeals yesterday said no immunity. Not unexpected. They'll probably be an appeal to the Supreme Court where tomorrow, there will be the oral argument on the ballot question of Colorado, etc. We're going to be covering all of it. We're also covering the United Nations, where Antonio Guterres is pontificating about his plans for the year. Must involve failure and censorship. Certainly censorship. That I can attest to. We're going to keep pushing on all fronts. InnerCityPress.com.